Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We got Phoenix Flexin of Shoreline Mafia in the building.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling? Past
tense. Former member of Shoreline Mafia.
Former member.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So it's going on without you.
It's going on. Actually, I would assume so. I don't know too much about what's going on.
That's interesting. We're going to get into that, but also introduce us before we get into
things. Oh, yeah. My partner, Riley B, you know what I'm saying? My right hand. Wherever I go, you're going to see him. You know what I'm saying? So get into him.
You rapping too, or you just the homie?
No. I'm a rapper.
Okay.
I'm out of Inglewood, California.
How long you guys been kicking it?
Man, it's probably like a year and a half now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
Outside the studio. Shit was smoking a big.
You guys was in the streets together?
Yeah, every day.
We were at a studio around, I think, like 4th of July or something like that.
Yeah, I was
out there, you know what I mean, with my people. He was out there. I think you were leaving the studio.
I was on my way out. He was with One Take J, actually. He was outside with One Take.
Okay.
Popping fireworks off.
That's what's up. So a lot has changed since the last time we did a podcast together. Let's dig into this, man.
Let's do it.
We want to know the real fucking story.
I can give y'all a little bit.
How did things start to fall apart in terms of the actual group dynamic?
Because
we could take it back even to the early days that it was like four, and then all of a sudden when you guys started touring, it was just two of you, and then there's like another layer of you guys kind of not talking to each other. Let's go through it.
So basically, it's like all that is kind of included into what it is. I ain't gonna go through everything. I'll give you like a brief little summary, you know what I mean? I feel like it all just goes as far as include, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just wasn't me personally, like, I'd have been there from the start, you know what I'm saying? I done came up with the name Shoreline with bro. So we was the ones pushing that shit, you know what I'm saying? I always put the group first, you know what I'm saying? So if not everybody, it's so easy for a group to fall apart. Like, if not everybody on the same page and got the same vision and working towards the same thing, it's going to crumble. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, that's a whole, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's two sides to every story, you know what I'm saying? But shit, mine is this shit. I wanted to put myself in the position to win. Like, it wasn't really going for me the way it should have been going for me. Like, I wasn't really making too many decisions on it. I was just not knowing what was going on. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? So, If a situation not working for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go fix it. Go do what you gotta do, man.
What led to the? Because I felt like in the beginning when it was the four of you, you know, that made sense.
Solid,
but then, why when you started touring did it just quickly become the two of you instead of the full four?
We had a fallout on tour. A little fallout. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to arguing and shit.
Okay, and so it was just not really working in terms of the
Could say that. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know what I'm saying? As you can see, proof is in the pudding. Shit, like, it wasn't working. So, you know what I'm saying? It was still a group, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because niggas couldn't, at that time, niggas couldn't be around or whatever. Like, we was still a group, though. We was just getting it. You know what I mean? Everybody kind of all right. So I thought everybody was just like, fuck it. We just going to push for the group individually or however. You know what I'm saying?
Because
shit, from day one, you know what I'm saying? I wanted the group to be as big as possible. Shit, I still do, you know what I'm saying? But I got to be as big as possible too, you know what I mean? I ain't going.
But so then what happened between you and Jeezy that it was like a couple months ago that we kind of, you made a public announcement basically that you just weren't trying to be part of the same group
shit,
anymore?
I mean, ain't nothing too crazy. I mean, we had that past little like, you know what I'm saying? All groups gonna have arguments. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Even you don't have arguments with your homeboys all the time. So we had like a couple little, you know what I'm saying, arguments and shit on the road or about certain situations and shit. Niggas wasn't seeing eye to eye. And then like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I was getting left out on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? So when shit like that happened, I'm the type of nigga like, if I feel like something off, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna call it out, get up out of there and get where I need to go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't waiting on nothing. I ain't all that extra shit for the birds, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but so you couldn't like pinpoint a specific situation?
I could, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because you guys still at the end of the day.
I got a situation. I'll give you the main one was like, we was on tour one time, shit. You know what I'm saying? We had like all, we had an argument as a group. We was talking, and that shit was like the start to the downfall spiral. Uh-huh. Ever since then, it just kind of, you know what I'm saying? But we got back cool. It's not like niggas hate each other. They ain't like niggas is like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit just wasn't working out how it should have been working out. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like I wasn't being put in the position I need to be in or that I deserve to be in. So
right.
I had to go get it and put myself in that position I'm on.
Do you feel like how much of it had to do with the labels and shit? Because it felt like to me, like the label, like as soon as you guys got with the label, it's like there was a time period in which a Shoreline project could have dropped and it would have been a huge iconic moment.
It should have been, bro. That's what I'd be tripping out on. Like, I don't get why it went the way it did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that this album ain't going to be, I feel like this album's so hard, it could still possibly be number one and go just as crazy as it would have at another time. But definitely, I feel like the label had some play in it. I mean, it's really everything. Like, I feel like when there's that many people involved, shit, like, usually if it's one artist, you know what I'm saying, it's the label or whoever their team is focused on one person, and shit ain't that hard to do. When it's a group, shit, especially a group of four, uh-huh. shit get tricky, you know what I'm saying? And not everybody get along with everybody. Everybody got different ideals and,
right.
you know what I'm saying, lives different lifestyles and shit. So shit, just...
But like, I've been in the studio with you guys and seen you guys make like a bunch of songs in a couple of hours and shit. So I'm sure that the music side of things, like you guys had a decent amount of music.
Music was never the problem.
But what was Atlantic telling you in terms of why the project wasn't coming out? Was there stuff that they were telling you that they were working on that was just taking forever?
This is part of the reason why, this also has to tie into with why I left the group, man. Like, as like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never knew nothing. Like, I would just not be included. I feel like I would just be left out of hella shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that shit, I just got like over that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. Shit, I was possibly partially the label fault for sure. But like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? It's not just the label. Shit, they have it whittled down from everything. Shit, management, homies, shit, this person, that person. I could go on and on, you know what I'm saying? But
in terms of the management, do you feel like they didn't do their part in terms of getting this project out? Or was that part of it?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, because we definitely did have some more like little projects out, like EPs and shit, that went damn near as viral as other niggas' albums be going. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, but we're all like, as fans, looking forward to that one big album statement.
The power play.
Yeah,
I'm already
like,
knowing.
Really shit. Go crazy. Like every rapper, we're always waiting for that big first album is always like a huge moment. You know?
Shout out TK, shout out Picasso, man. I love y'all niggas, but right. I feel like they was just like us. They was just getting it. It was like, this was their first big break as management people, you know what I'm saying? This was our first big break as artists. So just like we was, they was learning too, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, I can't really say it's their fault, but like, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit could have been done different to keep us intertwined and cool, and to keep shit going more consistent, more fast. Like, shit took way too fucking long. What the fuck? Mm. As you know, from the first interview till now, that's crazy. I haven't been dropped. Like, that shit trips me out still. I'd be like, what the fuck?
And it's like, why do you even sign somebody if you're not going to put out their fucking album? It's not. And these days, you know, people like decide to put an album out and they have an album out 2 weeks later, a couple weeks. It's not that crazy or that difficult, right?
I have no fucking clue. Like, that shit trips me out. Like, I really like, you know what I'm saying? And as invested as I was in the group, I felt like for sure, whether any decision that it was, I would have wanted to been a part of that decision. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so.
Yeah, so at a certain point, did you just decide that you wanted that real control over your destiny? Like, just waiting around for people is going to drive you crazy,
people
right?
People say, ain't no, you can't do this. Oh, you can't use this name on this. And just fuck all that shit. Like, I'm saying I can get it how I want to get it.
Right.
Move with who I want to be around. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. So
I go on a tour now. So I go on a tour. I get to pick who I want to go. I get to have on my bus. I get my own bus. Like, it's just more.
Right.
And I'm saying, like, at first, it was never a problem. Like, at first, shit, nigga, we was all tight. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay. So,
you remember, like, well, it was like 30 people everywhere. But
I've had the conversation with people where it's like, money changes everything. Do you feel like you 100%. Guys getting money was the big problem? Because all of a sudden, all right, let me make some assumptions here. You guys was like, basically, a lot of y'all were living together, trapping together, in the streets together, whatever. it's easy to be tight when you're all kind of like struggling at the same time. That's but then all of a sudden you got some money, you guys got girls, you guys got babies, you got your own cribs, you got your own drug habits, you got your own everything.
All I can say is about me, shit, money never changed me. I ain't get affected by money. Change people around you, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, shit, like I said, two sides every, some people feel how they feel, some people gonna feel how they feel. End of the day, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta figure out what the best thing to do is when y'all both feeling that way.
But I mean, you guys, has there been conversations about not letting this turn into some big drama thing? Because it would be super easy. Well, this is the age of YouTubers where they make videos exposing each other left and right. And like, it feels like you guys have been pretty deliberate in not wanting the specifics of why you don't get along to be out.
For the most part, we are pretty like, we are pretty solid. We ain't messy like that. I ain't finna go put no smut on no nigga name that I done ran up a bag with or done did any. You know what I'm saying? Type shit with like that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, no, I respect it. I mean, at the end of the day, you do your dirty laundry in private. You know, you know I feel like saying? I respect but it as much as from our perspective, we want to know and the dig people want to know.
We definitely had like multiple talks on tour, on fucking events. Niggas had all type of meetings and some old shit. You know what I mean? Shit, if it keep going, it just ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying?
Is it okay? Let me ask this: is it sometimes was the issue that certain members of the group are more popular than other members of the group, but everybody's supposed to be splitting everything equally?
Nah,
did that become an issue?
I mean, not to speak on financial situation, but everybody wasn't getting paid equal at the beginning, which was I feel like that might have had some play in it. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But and there was a time where we changed that, where everybody was getting a quarter, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like we ain't trying to fucking fix or figure out like what was going on. But now I would never really say it was about anybody being bigger, because end of the day, we all like was contributing to the same cause. So if one person was bigger, shit, I don't give a fuck, that makes the group bigger. You know what I mean? I was never sweating that, like no shit like that. That's not at all.
So now we got the album coming out, but you're on the album, but you're not gonna really be a part of promoting it or whatever?
So check it out. You could kind of say that. Like, I for sure ain't gonna do like tours and shit. I mean, I told you, shit, they want me to go on tour, I need my own tour bus and some more shit, make my shit cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep productive, have my studio in the bus and just be working constantly, you know what I mean? But yeah, fucking, what would you say again? Fade, I forgot.
just in terms of you like promoting the album and stuff, that's something you're gonna put too much effort into.
I got hella songs on the album. I got singles, I got songs with just me and one other artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely gonna be involved within the album just because of how much good music I put out and how much effort I done put into it. So like anything that involved me or any song that I'm on, you already like I'm for sure gonna be there. Like shit, it ain't like I can't get in the same room with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'll pull up wherever. Shit, I ain't tripping on no shit like that. No petty shit.
They did like a live YouTube performance.
Oh yeah,
and you weren't on that. And I seen some people rapping your verses and stuff. I seen some comments being like, "Where the fuck is Phoenix?"
You know what I'm saying? I know the fans gonna miss me, but shit. Tune in. I'm doing my own thing. Y'all check that out.
Right. The fans, man. Like, you guys do have, like, a crazy loyal fucking fan base.
I was more so hurt and taken back by the whole situation rather than anything. Like, I wasn't really, like, man, I was, like, I'm just kind of shocked, like, how everything turned out. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was damn near so tight. Like, shit, at a certain point in time, I would have never thought some shit like this would even been possible. Like, the shit that was going on, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of like, damn, like that shit crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So do you feel like your actual fan base is like you don't have a problem still getting your music out to the people that care about you as a solo artist?
Thankfully I'm blessed, man. I done put in that groundwork and then put all them features. I'd be on my shit. One thing a nigga can't say about me is I don't be working, nigga. I be working like a motherfucker.
All work be telling.
Oh God, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, so yeah. Wait, what? I faded again. I'm sorry,
no, but that's good though. I mean, so if you're gonna put out solo music, are you still signed to Atlantic as a solo artist?
Yeah, basically, I done got myself. I got a pub deal and I did a two project deal with Atlantic real quick. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, be on the lookout. It's gonna be good.
So you have like an official project as Phoenix Flexing is
gonna
be coming
all
out?
Done. Shit recorded, everything. Okay. 18 songs, I think it is. 4 features on there. I got D Block Europe, Smoke Perp.
Oh shit.
Filthy Rich, Frosty. I know some other people, my, a couple other two. Forgive me if I'm forgetting anybody. But yeah, bangers for sure on there.
Oh, that's what's up. So have you been putting more effort and time into the fucking skate and the fashion shit?
Oh, hell no. Nah. It just look like that from outside looking in. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not posting music, but
right.
I for sure been working on music more than skating and shit. But skating is, you know what I'm saying? Getting back into
it. You've been getting back into it. Like, yeah, how, sure. How's that going in terms of just...
I mean, it's just something for me to do. It's shit, COVID, everybody up in the house, you got to get out and do some shit.
You feel like you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for the fact that you're stuck at home with quarantine?
Hey, man, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, I've been, like, fucking around. Like, one thing, before I was a rapper, shit, when I was, like, 15, 14, I thought I was going to be a pro skater. I was good, you know. I was jumping off 16 stairs, Hollywood High.
Jumped down Hollywood High?
Oh, yeah,
you grinded it or you just jumped down it?
I back 180 to 12, Ollie to 12.
Ooh, that's serious.
I did. Nolly to 13, 14 at Marshall. I was getting off.
You have any ambitions of like doing big ass shit again? Or are you happy to just be fucking with some little shit?
Yeah, I say like probably like maybe a skate shoe. I got some board collabs coming up. Just some shit like that, like little promo shit. I had a shoe with Super. I got the samples and everything.
Oh, really?
Man, some funny shit. I designed a whole, how would you feel? Like you design your whole shoe? Somebody like kind of plug you. It's like somebody plug you in to play. You design a whole shoe. Comes to the end, you get your final result, you agree on it. And then when they talk about, all right, we finna print them all, send them all out. You see the final design, after they told you, this, the last one was the final design, you got somebody else's logo on the heel.
Really?
That's what happened. So I was like, damn, I was pretty bummed out. It was like a Super Cuban. I was skating them shoes all the time when I was like in middle school. So I redid the old Super Cuban.
And it came out from another brand or another skater?
Man, it was gonna come out through, I ain't gonna name drop, but shit, another company, fucking... Put a little, they little logo on it after I had already did it. I wasn't feeling that.
Chrome Hearts?
Come on, man.
No.
If it was Chrome Hearts, I'll be all the way with it, man.
You on the Chrome Hearts wave?
Not really. I got a hoodie, though.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I got a hoodie.
Yeah? How'd you get it? What do you got to do? You got to go through like a dungeon somewhere?
Don't that shit
or something?
Seem like it's crazy to get?
I don't know. I just hear it's hard to get.
I walked upon it. I was in Vegas with bro.
We was in Vegas. I remember you the one that put me on it, actually. You were like, yeah, bro.
It's some shit. It's super exclusive. Like, they ain't find it nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So that shit, we go up in the store. Check it out. Grab the hoodie. Had to do it.
Can't even buy it online. They said they.
On God, gave me a little card. They was like, yeah, you can't purchase it online. Like, we prefer you come in here. Gave me that card. Told me hit them. So, shit, whoever want the Chrome Hearts, man, hit me up. I got the little card.
I'm just trying to stay educated.
Set a number, $200. You buy whatever you want.
What's the fucking the denim of choice these days? Like,
for me?
What kind of jeans you rock?
Oh, man. I be buying so many damn clothes. Like, whatever it looks cool. I like
something like
I've been like Subi's cool, like just like some day to day jeans. I like
Subi's are like Shoreline should own a percentage of it. You guys rock that shit
man,
so much throughout the course of your career.
We need a Subi collab, man. We done rock them bitches so hard.
Everybody, I've seen we'd be like 40 Shoreline people in the back of the store, and like half of them would have Subi's on, all with the tag hanging out, yeah. And then I bought some, and I had the tag hanging out, and everybody was cooking my ass. Take that off. I'm like, oh, man, I can't get away with it.
G-Star cool.
Yeah.
G-Star, Subis. I fuck with the purples, kind of.
You're not on the Amiri wave?
Oh, hell no, man.
No?
This is ugly, bro. I can't stand that. Like, that little, like, rapper kit swag, like, when everybody just look the same.
Yeah.
I'd be tripping out about that. Like, now,
because
I like clothes and shit, so I'd be feeling like you got to, like, you know what I'm saying? Get your own drip, man. Swag yourself out. Do it how you want to do it. Not how the nigga on Instagram that you see in his post is doing it.
Yeah. I'm just out here fucking observing everybody, just wondering what the fuck these kids are on these days. I'm not buying any of it. Man. Or if I do, it's just like for an adventure. Like, I bought an off-white hoodie one time. I'm like, let me see how this makes me feel. Walked around all day feeling like Virgil Abloh, you know?
Virgil Abloh, man. Shout out Virgil. He retweeted one of my skate clips one time.
Crazy. Really? Yeah, oh, that's yeah. Lit. Hell yeah.
Oh, God. Shout out Virgil. Send me some off-white, man. I'll do it right.
Yeah, yeah. We imagine we were the models for the next shit. That'd be hard.
Oh, God. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Anything possible.
So the same day that you announced that you weren't really fucking with Shoreline anymore was the same day that Mac P got killed.
Bro, that shit was fucking crazy, bro.
That's
still a
crazy sequence of events right there.
Bro, I wonder why. Yeah, that shit changed my life, bro. As y'all know, man, P-Dog was a real important person to me, man. I've known bro for a long-ass time. Shit, 09, 08, I think it was. He was in like eighth grade, shit, like middle school. He was in eighth grade.
You guys met each other in high school?
Yeah, I met him at a McDonald's. He was in high school. He was in middle school. I was a freshman.
Mm.
So I was a grade older than him. Man, that shit freaked me the fuck out. Like, shit threw me off. You know what I'm saying? Made me want to, I don't know.
Yeah.
All type of shit. So I'm just, it's just talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of emotions associated with it, but it was weird because we were all like in their group chats talking about you leaving Shoreline, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy fuck, I think something happened to P-Dog. And
bro, when I got that call, I was in like I was in line at a Vons. I had my whole groceries, but I just walk out, bro. I was shaking and shit. I mean, I've had homies die. I've had like people die, but you know what I'm saying? Bro was really like an important person to me, you know what I'm saying? And like, I mean, I had taken him to the studio for his first time. We did our first record. I'm like, I was, you know what I'm saying? I was telling him like, just giving him free game before like, bro, before bro had even started making music. I was like, you know what I'm saying? He had the look, he had the followers, you know what I'm saying? He had all the hoes, you know what I'm saying? He was a fly ass young nigga. Like, bro, you got everything it takes to rap. Like, if you put out a song, you gon' go. Like, so went to the studio. It was his first time. I did a little help him out on his verse, you know what I'm saying? We put that shit out, man. Went up, and then the rest was history. We all fucking shot, you know what I'm saying? We got Go Getter song, we got the Breakdown, which he's on. Man, good times, good vintage. I miss bro energy so much. Like that shit really fuck with me.
Right. And I mean, he didn't even like gang bang or nothing like that. And then
I mean he was in you know what I'm saying? Like you don't got a gang bang right. to have like real beef in these streets. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Do you feel like in a way that it was like the attention that he was getting through his music and through being associated with Shoreline that like ultimately kind of put a spotlight on him to
No,
certain
I know exactly
people?
What happened and it had nothing to do with that.
Okay. It wasn't like, because I just imagine that there's got to be like jealousy when somebody like him is getting a lot of attention.
Sure, a bum ass nigga always going to be a hater. You know what I'm saying? But bro was for sure jealous and shit, but it run a lot deeper than what that was. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure bro was, shit, who wouldn't be jealous of my nigga, man? You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. And you rather, some niggas just can't stomach that shit.
Yeah, that's super sad.
Man, I got bro tatted right here on my hand. You know what I'm saying? Be going over there all the time.
RPP dog.
Real LA legend for sure.
Terrible. Okay, so yeah, you just working on the music still, working on a little bit of skating, a little bit of clothing shit.
A little bit of everything, man. I got merch coming, this music coming. And also like I feel like I ain't really ever do features and shit like or like big name features. So I got a couple or at least none with just me on it, me and another person. So I got like four videos I'm finna put out, four feature videos that's finna go viral. You know what
stuff that we don't even know about stuff in terms of artists about. That you've worked with?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, shit.
I'm also hyped on D-Block Europe. I don't know if you heard of them.
Yeah, no, I know that, man.
They're going crazy out there. So me and them, we got to smash.
How'd you meet them?
Trip out. So shout out my partner, Milcavelli. We was on we was on tour in Europe and shit. Bro was just kind of like showing us that shit. I heard it. I didn't really think nothing of it at first. And then I kept living. I'm like, damn, these niggas is going crazy. That shit hard as a motherfucker. Like,
is it like you on like a UK type beat or is it them on a...
Sure. It's like me on like a UK type of beat for sure.
Oh shit, okay.
So it's going to be vibes, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the hook. They gas their verses. It's one of them ones.
You ain't fucking taking on any weird ass UK slang or nothing though? You ain't talking about your men's did this and shit, no?
Nah, I ain't do no slang next time though, man. We for sure gonna have more shit coming. I fuck with them.
They got their own world of slang. You gotta try to just stick
that shit's so crazy out there, bro. Like even down to the food, man, I was fucked up.
For real?
I was trying to eat.
What weren't you fucking with food wise? They got fucking chicken and burgers.
I was fucking
and,
with it, but my body couldn't like, I don't know, like, oh, really? Like probably like this, with the shit they cook. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It was just so different. My body just kind of like was throwing up.
Yeah, they still got McDonald's and shit, man.
That's what I was eating at every day. That's what it came down to.
I don't know.
Blessing too. They got the little chicken wings. They got the Mick Cafe. They be looking all like, ooh, like you know what I'm saying? Yo, tomatoes is nice and freshly cut.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, they have higher standards for the fast food out there than
they
have here.
They
sugar. Yeah, yeah.
You get a fan out there. Got fruit juice.
For real?
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't even know that. Think about it. You know what's weird out here is that you never see an energy drink in a bottle. But out there, it's always a can here, but they got it in bottles out there. I'm like, man, this is very convenient. We never had this in America.
I don't drink it. I'm not into energy drinks.
Yeah, I wish I could say
I drank one other day, though. Shit, at Nigel Houston Skate Park. We was over there skating. He got the Monster sponsorship, so we was over. I was monstered up.
That's some real shit, though. I'll have you off your ass.
That shit have you on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real drug right there. People don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
Crystal in a can.
Crystal in a can. He said it. All right. What else you guys got coming out? Anything else we need to know about? That's it.
Shit. Me and bro, my partner, we got some shit coming.
You got music coming out?
Yeah, sure.
Me and the boy from SOBRB. We got a little project we working on too. Oh, nice. Something like that. I got a couple little like collab projects I'll be working on aside from the group, and the group album is coming out, and then my projects is coming out. So nice. In between the. Hella music. So, you know what I'm saying? You want some Phoenix Flexic music? Yeah, y'all niggas getting it.
There it is.
On the way.
On the way.
Hella wave.
Hella wave.
There it is. All right. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate y'all.
Man.